Okay, there we go. I started it and stopped it by mistake, so I think it's recording right now. So that's good. All right, so welcome to this call. I'm Marian Buck Murray, and thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your taking the time to listen to this call. All right, and so today I will be showing you 5 steps to overcome the fear that holds you back in business so that you can have the courage to shine. And just a little housekeeping before we get started. You all should have received an email with information on how to use EFT tapping. If you haven't looked at it, no worries. This training will be recorded so you can come back to it again and again. In addition, you should see a link on the left-hand side of your screen that says EFT tapping points. If you click there, you'll find the points. Now, if you're on the phone and you have a question or a comment, press *2 to raise your virtual hand. Everyone is on mute right now, but I'll pause for questions every now and then. So if I see that your hand is raised, I can unmute you and you can ask your question. And if you're on the webcast, you can type in your question and I will be looking at that as well. All right, so let's get started. Raise your hand. You could do it virtually, you could do it wherever you are. Raise your hand if you've ever felt afraid of promoting yourself in business. I know I have. Big time. And now raise your hand again if you ever feel nervous or anxious about going to a networking meeting. I've dealt with these fears and feelings too many times to count. And so if you have any fear around your business, fear of shining, fear of stepping out, fear of visibility, you're in the right place. I'm Marian Buck Murray. I'm a certified EFT practitioner, and I specialize in helping my clients use EFT tapping to boost courage, confidence, and success. And so just right now, I just want to check that everybody can hear me. So if you're on the phone, just raise your virtual hand so that I can see it and know that you can hear me. Okay, great. All right, I am being heard. Thank you very much. All right, so let's move on. What I know a lot about fear. And what I also know is that there is untapped brilliance within all of us. However, when the clouds of self-doubt, fear, and judgment get in the way, it's easy to forget that that brilliance is there. I know because it's happened to me. I was mired in self-doubt, negative self-judgment, and fear. I experienced firsthand how this got in my way, especially when it came time to shine in my business. And so that's why I've created my Unleash Your Creative Genius system. You see, when you clear away the clouds of negativity and fear, your brilliance is there. It's always there, ready and willing to shine. EFT tapping is an amazing tool to clear away the negative and boost the positive. And what I found in my years of using EFT with my clients is that fear is a major, if not the major, block to success in business. And fear hides everywhere. It hides in procrastination. It hides in isolation. It hides in playing small. It hides in selling ourselves short. plain and simple, fear makes us hide. And fear does not want to make us shine. It does not want to help us shine. It does not want us to shine. So in this workshop, I'm going to show you 5 steps to overcome the fear that's holding you back so you can have the courage to shine. And you're going to learn how to reduce networking anxiety, how to stop comparing and despairing, how to release a bundle of fears all at once, how to transform your inner bully into your inner cheerleader, and a safe, comfortable way to boost your courage. So before I go on, if anyone has any questions, press star 2 if you're on the phone, or type your question into the webcast, and I'll take a look at the questions. So if there's any questions, just let me look at the questions that might be coming in through the webcast. Okay. Yeah, I see here that, you know, there's a lot of fear about fear and nervousness about stepping out. I can see that. Rochelle, I hope I'm saying your name right. Thank you for this, because I think that everybody feels this way. It's, you know, we might have a lot of talent and gifts. You know, we might be uber talented, but if we have that fear, we just have a hard time doing what we need to do in order to grow our business. I've been there. Totally. All right. So moving on, I don't see any more questions. I want to tell you a little bit more about myself so you can understand where I'm coming from and why I'm so passionate about the work that I do. You see, when it comes to hiding, I'm a true expert. I've been doing it all my life. I was the youngest of 5, 3 sisters and a brother, and sometimes I would hide to get away from my sisters, who used to really pick on me. In a nice way, but still they picked on me. Or I would hide to eat some forbidden snack like potato chips. I would hide in closets and make my parents search for me. I would hide in the woods pretending I was lost. I don't quite understand why hiding was so appealing to me, but it really was. I just loved it. But one thing I didn't hide when I was young was my brilliance. I was very good in school. I was a creative writer. I sang and I acted. And when my family moved to Holland for a year, I learned how to speak Dutch fluently. I also wrote a book that year. But it was during that year in Holland, when I was 13, that my life changed forever. I was snooping in my parents' bedroom, and I found a letter. It was a letter I wasn't supposed to read, a hidden letter. And it was from my oldest sister, who stayed back in the States. She told my parents how my other sister, Charlotte, had taken pills in an attempt to kill herself. And I was devastated and shocked beyond belief. And because I had been snooping, I told no one what I had found. No one. Instead, I went into hiding. I hid what I knew. I hid my emotions. And soon I began to hide everything that had been brilliant about me. And when we got back to the States, I turned into a completely different person. My grades plummeted. I stopped writing and singing. And my true voice became more and more muted as I watched my sister attempting to end her life. You see, I didn't want to make her feel bad about herself, and I was too scared to shine in front of her. And finally, after years of struggle, Charlotte took her life. I was 17. And up until that time, I told no one what was going on or what I knew. It was too scary for me to talk about it, even with my family. And it wasn't until after Charlotte died that I even had the courage to tell my friends what had been happening. And by that point, I was pretty well shut down. And in addition to all the grief and shock, I was left with an enormous fear of shining. And this fear would come up over and over throughout my life. So it's been a long road, a really long road, with like the yellow brick road with lots of twists and turns and scary places, lots of illness along the way, but with the help of many gifted healers and coaches, I healed. I healed almost, but yet I was still afraid to shine. So that fear of shining was just so potent, so it felt so permanent for me. And by not having the courage to shine, I sold myself short over and over and over again. I would leave jobs just before a promotion. I had a master's degree, but I worked as a substitute teacher. I wrote and published 2 children's cookbooks, but I was afraid to tell my next door neighbor, right, who was a children's librarian. I don't even know what got into me with that one. Fear, right? I played small and I played safe. And so when I finally summoned the courage to go out on my own, first as a nutrition coach and then as an EFT practitioner, I was still confronting a lot of fear. I was terrified of networking, and I would avoid it whenever possible. I hated Facebook, and for a long time, I wouldn't touch it. I would purposely not answer my business phone because I was afraid to talk to prospective clients. Well, that, you know, that's really going to boost business if I can't even talk to a prospective client. And then most of all, though, I was petrified of sharing my story, even though I knew it might help someone. So what I'm going to show you today is some of what I've used and shared with my clients to finally overcome so much of the fear so that I could have the courage to shine. And before we go on, if anyone has any questions, press *2 if you're on the phone or type your question into the webcast and I'll take a look. Okay, let's see. I'm not seeing any questions on the webcast. Okay, great. So let's move on. Get to these steps. All right. my Unleash Your Creative Genius program that I created is based on what I've learned professionally through my own experiences and those of my clients. I truly believe everyone has brilliance just waiting to shine. And courage is what we need to access it. And sometimes courage can be scary to ask for, because if we ask for courage, then we have to do it. So, you know, it's a really helpful way to just get yourself feeling more and more courageous in a way that feels safe. And because fear and anxiety around business are always coming up for my clients, today I'm going to highlight some of the tools I use with my clients to help them cultivate courage in business. And this will give you a real taste of what I offer in my Unleash Your Creative Genius programs. Okay, so step one, release anxiety around networking. Anxiety can come up anywhere and everywhere in business, obviously, but it's especially when you're networking. At least it was for me and so many people I know. The problem is, if you don't network, you'll lose out on business, period. I mean, I can't even tell you how many clients I've gotten just because I've gone to networking meetings and I've been seen. You know, people get to know me. But when I used to hide, nobody could see me. So, and the thing is, when you're not getting the clients, your anxiety will only get worse and the fear will grow. So keep in mind that everyone at a networking meeting loves to be asked what they do. That's why they're there. And so showing interest in other people will help you make connections, important connections. But if you're too anxious and afraid to go to the meeting in the first place, here's a quick technique that you can use. All right. So if you've looked at the tapping points, or if you haven't looked at the tapping points, this is a real easy one, and it's tapping on the karate chop point. Now, the karate chop point is found between the pinky, the bottom of the pinky and the wrist, on the fleshy part of your hand. Tapping on this point will help you lower cortisol, which is the major stress hormone, so that you can be more comfortable at your meeting. And you see, when your cortisol is high, it actually blocks blood flow to the thinking part of your brain. So by tapping on your karate chop point, you not only will help yourself calm down, you'll also help yourself think more clearly and courageously. So let's try this right now. So take a deep breath. Close your eyes. And begin using the fingertips of one hand to tap on the karate chop point of the other hand. It doesn't matter which hand. Breathe in and out, nice and slow, and tap on your karate chop point. Breathing in and out, nice and slow. And stay here for a few more breaths. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so that right there is a very simple technique, and it works best. It works really well when you're really stressed. I've actually, it can work for panic attacks. And things like that. It's a very powerful technique to really help yourself quickly calm down and relax. And another point is the collarbone point, which is just underneath your collarbone. You'll find two soft spots on either side, and tapping here sort of either with your fingertips or like a Tarzan tap will help you release feelings of overwhelm. So those are two points, the karate chop and the collarbone point chop, the tap. that you can tap on before you go to a networking meeting or even during a networking meeting. It's very easy to just tap on your karate chop point without anybody really even knowing what you're doing. And it will help you feel more relaxed and confident and courageous. Okay, so before we go on to the next step, step two, if anyone has any questions, again, press star two, and or you can type your question into the webcast, and I'll check the questions. Okay. All right. No questions so far. That's great. Okay, so we will move on. Step two, stop comparing and despairing. Easy to say, right? But we never win when we compare ourselves to our colleagues, ever. Even if we think we're better than them, we're not winning, right? And so it just doesn't win. We don't win. Comparing yourself to others will actually zap your courage to step out in a bigger way. And it can easily make you feel badly about yourself. This is like this energy that you get into when you compare. It's an I'm not good enough, fearful energy. And it will prevent you from putting your best self out there. Simply put, comparing yourself to others pulls you out of alignment with your purpose and your courage. So here's a way to move back into alignment, which is where your courage resides. And so right now, I'm going to guide you through a very short heart breath. This is something I use with my clients. This is something that you can use yourself. All right, so get comfortable. And remember, you can listen to this call again and again. So if you're not in a place that you can do this, you can listen to it on the replay. So close your eyes and breathe deeply. In and out, slowly. Nice deep breaths. And gradually move your breath into your heart as if your heart is breathing in and out. Now stay here. For a moment, breathing in and out, allow your energy, your heart energy, to expand so that it begins to fill your organs and your cells. And now allow it to expand even further until it forms a field of heart energy around you. A nice, protective, loving field of heart energy. And stay here for a moment in this beautiful heart energy, breathing in and out slowly. And now bring your breath back into your heart. Take a few more deep breaths and open your eyes. And notice how you feel. This heart breath is something that you can do whenever you feel pulled out of alignment by negative, fearful thoughts, when you're comparing and judging yourself. That's all in your head, right? So drop out of your head into your heart, and you will find your courage. And the French word for heart is cœur. So it really has a lot to do with your courage, and that's where you'll find it. So any questions, please feel free to press star 2 or type in your question. And I'm just checking here again. Okay. So let's move on to step 4. Oh, I'm sorry. Step 3. Whoops. I skipped ahead. So we've done 1 and 2. Let's go to step 3. Release fears. Release a bundle of fears, actually. It's important to remember that what fear really needs is compassion, self-compassion. So often we judge ourselves for being afraid. I mean, it's wrong to be afraid. And, you know, it's great to fear, to feel fear less, but, you know, that sometimes we judge ourselves if we're not fearless. And fear is a place that needs compassion. It needs our love. It needs our care. So often we judge ourselves. Here's a technique that you can use to release your fears and boost your courage. And it's adapted from EFT Master Lindsay Kenny. It's a way to release a bundle of fears all at once. Okay? So it's like putting all your fears just in a whole pile, in a pile, and making it into a bundle. And then what we're going to do is that we're going to actually tap on those fears to help them release. And I'll guide you through a tapping round with this. So right now, imagine all of your fears in a pile, business fears. You know, choose some business fears, not really, really super scary fears. Or they could be, just put them in a pile where you can't really see them individually. Put them in a pile, in a bundle, wherever you want to put them. But the main thing is that you're collecting them all together. All right? And notice if they're trying to do anything to you, if they're shouting at you or screaming at you. And now we're going to do a short tapping round on this fear. Okay, so I'm going to guide you through the points. And again, you can listen to this recording over and over. So once you get familiar with the tapping points, you can also watch the video that I did. You will get clear on what we're doing if you're not clear right now. So right now, close your eyes and just imagine a bundle of your fears right in front of you. Add as many as you want. And now we're going to go into the tapping round. Just follow along. And I will pause after each phrase to allow you time to repeat it to yourself. The point of this round is to diminish your fear and to boost your courage. And for the purpose of this round, don't choose your biggest fears, okay? All right. So let's get going. If you have any water by you, take a sip of water right now. And let's get started. Okay, so going to the karate chop point first, we're going to start there, tapping, using your fingertips to tap on the karate chop point. Even though I have this bundle of scary fear, I accept how I feel about it. So even though I'm scared of these fears, and they're all bundled up, I'm okay. Karate chop point still tapping there, tuning into this fear. So even though these fears can stop me from shining, I'm open to releasing them. Okay, now go up to the eyebrow point, right at the tip of your eyebrow. tapping there, this bundle of fear. Side of the eye, it tells me not to move forward. Under the eye, it stops me from shining. Under the nose, I'm tired of believing in it. Chin point, it's all bundled up now. Collarbone point, this bundle of fears, I can do what I want with it. Under the arm, I'm in control. Top of the head, maybe I can allow it to release. Eyebrow point, maybe I can throw it away. Side of the eye, it's my bundle of fears, and I can let them go. Under the eye, I'm ready to use my courage to release my fears. Under the nose, these fears that zap my courage. Chin point, I can tap away these fears. Collarbone point, it's okay to use my courage. Under the arms, it's okay to move forward. Top of the head, it feels good to be free of fear and so full of courage. Okay, now take a deep breath. And if you have some water, have a sip of water. And just notice how you feel. And so, you know, when you are listening to this recording, you can use this again and just, you know, it's important to know, just tune in to the fear that you're feeling. Imagine the bundle and use the tapping, you know, just really feel into it. Use the tapping to deactivate those feelings of fear. When we tune into it and tap, that's what helps it release. And if anybody has any questions about that, please feel free to press star 2 if you're on the phone, or type in your question to the webcast. Okay, so moving on to step 4. We are moving on. We've gone through 3 steps already to help you release your fear, and now we're on to step 4, which is transform your inner bully. And, you know, if anything will put the fear in you, it's a mean old bully. A bully can zap the courage of even the most talented of us. You know, it doesn't matter how talented you are. You can be zapped by a bully. And unfortunately, it's our own inner bully or inner critic that does serious harm to our courage to shine in business. And to be honest, it takes some very deep work to really transform the inner critic. My 3-step Tame Your Inner Critic process is a way to actually reprogram the neural pathways that keep you criticizing and scaring yourself. This process is part of my Unleash Your Creative Genius program. But right now, here's what you can do to help override that scary bully, okay? So, you know, what you can do is actually tap in positive affirmations about yourself. You can use EFT to boost your courage. So what I'm going to invite you to do is after this call, or during the call, you can do it too, begin jotting down a list of things that you like, admire, and believe about yourself. It's important to believe this, all right? And next, turn these into affirmations. So, for an example, I love how strong I am, or I love how creative I am, or I love how good I am at writing. You know, it's your personal affirmations that you're creating here, whatever fits you, whatever makes you feel strong and good about yourself, whatever you love about yourself, all right? And once you're really familiar with the EFT tapping points, tap in the affirmations by doing a few rounds on the points. So just like we did with this last tapping round, you can even skip the karate chop point or not, but you could just start like at the eyebrow point and tap on the points on the face and the torso and keep going around, tapping in your positive affirmations. And this will help to boost your courage. It will make you feel good about yourself. And it will, you know, it will just get easier and easier to begin to speak up for yourself in a positive way. Many people have a really hard time saying positive things about themselves. It's really amazing. Like they might, you know, you might even know it about yourself, but saying it aloud can feel difficult. So by using this technique, it will become easier and easier. And the better you feel about yourself, the more courageous you'll feel, and the easier it will be for you to shine in your business. All right? You know, when you feel good about yourself and strong and you really tapped into your own unique strength and talent, that's when your courage can really shine because you feel the strength. So try it. Try it out and let me know how this works for you and keep me posted by sending me an email at Marian, M-A-R-I-A-N, at marianbuckmurray.com. So before we go on, again, any questions, you can always press star 2. There are a lot of you on the call, but I guess nobody has questions today. So if you do, I'm here to answer them. All right. So we've gone through 4 steps to help you find the courage to shine in business. Okay, the first one was releasing anxiety around networking. The next one, stop comparing and despairing. Number 3, release a bundle of fears all at once. Number 4, transform your inner bully. And now for the 5th step. Find a safe way to cultivate your courage. Get support. It's critical. And, you know, because I like to hide, right, because I was just so good at hiding, it was really, really, really hard for me, and it still can be hard for me, to reach out for help and to get the support I needed. So the first thing you can do is surround yourself with safe, supportive people. You don't have to share things with people that you don't trust or that, you know, you don't think are going to encourage you. You don't need to prove yourself to these to people that don't support you in the way that you need. And even, like, one encouraging friend or coach is enough to help you boost your courage. When you have something to share, like a project or a written work or a performance of some sort, practice with someone you trust. And once you get used to expressing your talents with someone safe, it will get easier and easier to summon your courage to step out in a bigger way, out on a bigger stage, you know? So right now, think of something you're holding back that needs to be expressed. Jot down 1 or 2 names of people that you know who can support and encourage your creative expression. And decide upon a date to do it. You know, it's really important to stay safe, but it's not, you know, it's a balance between hiding in safety and helping yourself feel safe enough to move forward. Okay, so you can still have that feeling of comfort. You don't have to throw yourself in the deep end. And that's usually what we're scared of, is that deep end. So just taking step by step with supportive people around us is what enables us to really get strong. Okay. So those are five ways you can begin to release the fear that holds you back in business. What's happened for me by using these methods is really truly miraculous. I'm no longer afraid of networking. In fact, I seek out meetings and conferences to go to where I don't know anybody and I'm just there to meet people. I no longer compare myself to others like I used to. I reach out and I ask for speaking gigs. I connect with people who used to intimidate me, you know, on purpose. I will connect with somebody just so that I can begin to see that, you know what, you know, maybe all this was in my head and this person is really okay. I speak up for myself. And most amazingly, I'm finally telling the story I was too scared to tell. The more I allow myself to shine, the more my perfect clients come to me. And using these techniques, some of my clients' successes have been singing in a cabaret, exhibiting in an art show, starting a blog, starting an apparel business, buying a horse, acing an interview, and asking for and getting more money. Okay, so that's just part of it. And it feels really good to see this happening for people. So I've given you a lot today, but really, it's only a taste of what you can truly do for yourself. The beauty of EFT tapping is that it's something that you can do by yourself. And really, sometimes that's enough, okay? But often, professional support is necessary in order to make long-lasting change. I mean, I know that I never would have gotten where I am today without my beloved coaches and healers. I used to try to do it all by myself, and I got really and once I finally reached out for help, everything changed. It's true for me and for my clients as well. So imagine what your business would be like if you truly stepped into the courage to shine. What would happen for you and how would it feel? How would you feel? So right now, if you're afraid to step out and shine in your business, if you'd like to go deeper with these methods, I invite you to learn more about working with me. You can schedule a call by clicking on the Schedule a Call button on the left-hand side of your screen. If you can't find the button or if it's not there for some reason, you can always email me at Marian, M-A-R-I-A-N, at marianbuckmurray.com. And as an added bonus, as a listener on this call, I'm offering a special discount. Ordinarily, my Tame Your Inner Critic mini program is $250, and today I'm offering it to you for $197. And this offer is only available through Tuesday, March 15. You can schedule it for later, but you have to book it no later than March 15 for the discount. So if you're interested, click the schedule a call button or send me an email and we'll get started. All right, and you can schedule a call even if you don't want anything. All right. So that's all for today. And before I end, I just want to take any questions that you might have about anything, about the tapping, about any of the techniques that we used, about anything that you want to know about my programs. So if you have any questions, you can raise your virtual star 2 hand, or you can type it into the webcast, and I'll check for questions. Okay, we have a quiet group here today, and that's okay. It's totally okay to be quiet and to just really absorb everything that goes on in a call and allow it to assist you in any way that you need. And that's all for today. So remember, you've got brilliance that's waiting to shine. And when you tap into your courage, everything changes. I'm Marian Buck-Murray. Goodbye for now.